It is time for the MSO New Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni, and here he is with us. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill, and it's fun times at Fenway lately.
Well, the Red Sox were winners last night. Tell us about that, and then what's ahead here? We got an afternoon game today, right?
Absolutely. Last night, the Red Sox made it 3 wins in a row at Fenway. They rolled over the A's 10-1. Pitcher Josh Winkowski pitched 5 scoreless innings for his first Major League win. Alex Verdugo hit a home run, drove in 4. Rafael Devers, a 2-run shot. So with the win, the Red Sox improved to 34-29 on the season. Fourth place in the AL East, still 12.5 games behind the Yankees. But the Sox have a half-game lead over the Guardians for the last wild-card spot in the American League. This afternoon on Jersey Street, Sox and A's wrap up a 3-game series at 1:35 with Milton's Rich Hill on the hill. The Sox 9-game homestand continues this weekend with the Cardinals, followed by 3 games with the Tigers.
Hey, Andy, I think the Red Sox have a big event there tonight at Fenway Park, a Celtics watch party, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong.
I'm getting wind of that. 10,000 fans are allowed into the ballpark tonight to watch the Celtics game, so you can spend a full day at Fenway.
All right, so and the Red Sox are then, did you mention the afternoon game today? I think you did, right?
Yeah, you did, obviously. 1:35, yeah. Don't be late.
Yeah, that's a throwback kind of, right? A weekday afternoon game, kind of neat.
The business person special in these days is what they'll say.
You got that, you got the tie and the sport coat, and people are back in the old day, you're right, the old sport coat and tie, they'd be all out in the stands there on an afternoon like today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not the case, though. All right. So what else? Let's go back and tell us what other things have happened with the Red Sox since we last talked.
Well, the Red Sox finished up a very positive West Coast road trip. We'll start things off back on Wednesday, June 8th. Sox made it 7 wins in a row, blanking the Angels 1-0. Bobby Dalbec hit an RBI double. Nathan Eovaldi picked up his 4th win with 5 shutout innings. Then on Thursday, the 9th, Sox made it 8 wins in a row, and the Angels lost a franchise record 14 straight as the Sox beat the Angels 5-2. Actually, the 7-game winning streak came to an end that night on Thursday, and the 14-game losing streak came to an end, I should say. Then on Friday, the Red Sox got back into the winning column, beating the Mariners 4-3. J.D. Martinez, Bobby Dalbec going deep. On Saturday, Sox got home runs from Devers, Martinez, and a tie-breaking home run from Dalbec in the top of the 9th, but the bullpen blew it in the bottom of the 9th, giving up 2 runs. They lost to the Mariners 6-5. On Sunday, Rafael Devers, he broke a scoreless tie in the top of the 8th with a hit, and Cutter Crawford and 5 relievers combined on a 1-hitter. Sox blanked the Mariners 2-0. So the Sox finished that 10-game West Coast road trip with a record of 8-2. It's also the first time the Sox have won 7 or more games on a road trip since 1995.
You know, the Red Sox go 8-2. I don't think they pick up a game at all on the Yankees. Not everyone else, though. But the Yankees, I think, were 9-1 during that span. It's crazy.
Yeah, the Red Sox could not regain any ground on that tremendous road trip. The Yankees are just on fire. They're just rolling right along. They're 30 games over 500 at this point, and pulling away from the pack, as you would say. So the Sox did come back home after an off day Monday. On Tuesday, Nick Pivetta won his 6th game of the season, allowing 1 run over 8 innings. And Devers and Martinez hit home runs again, leading the Sox to a victory. So things looking good over at Fenway at this time of the year.
Okay, so any other Red Sox player notes to share with us?
Well, there are when it comes in terms of players heading to the injured list. Outfielder Kike Hernandez, he's been placed in the 10-day IL with a strained hip flexor. Pitcher Garrett Whitlock, he's on the 15-day IL with hip inflammation. And pitcher Nathan Eovaldi, he's on the 15-day IL with a back inflammation. So, you have 2 members of your 5-man rotation on the IL at this point, so it's kind of all hands on deck. Fill up those spots. That's why you saw Josh Winkowski. He pitched last night. Cutter Crawford over the weekend. He'll probably get another start coming up this weekend for the Sox as they try to wait for those pitchers to come back.
Yeah, I do not like that injury list. That does not sound good to me, to be honest.
No. 3 key members of your team on the injured list, but so far it hasn't affected them. They just keep rolling right along.
So bad, but maybe a Nesson Plus performance today could cheer us up.
Absolutely. It won't be an afternoon game today with the Red Sox playing on regular Nesson, so you'll have to wait till tonight. It's going to be tough viewing on Nesson Plus. It's going up against the Celtics. Both games starting at 9 o'clock. Which game will you be watching? I don't know. The ratings will tell us, but it's a game from June 16th of 2019. The Sox beating the Orioles 8-6 in 10 innings in Baltimore. The Sox scored a run in the top of the 9th to tie the game, then 5 more in the top of the 10th to pull ahead, but the Sox did give up 3 runs in the bottom of the 10th to make things interesting. But if you need a Sox win tonight, you can get one on NESN Plus.
Well, who knows who will win that ratings battle between those two games, but maybe folks will be switching back and forth. It could be one of those nights, huh?
Absolutely.
All right, what's happening around Major League Baseball? You always update us on the latest news and notes from around Major League Ball.
Well, former Sox pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez has left the Tigers for marital issues. He's placed on the restricted list. Rodriguez has been on the injured list with a rib cage strain. Rodriguez has only pitched in 8 games this season, his first year of a 5-year, $77 million deal that he signed with Detroit in the offseason. Staying in Detroit, Roger Clemens' son Cody, a Tigers infielder, pitched an inning of relief yesterday in a 13-0 loss to the White Sox. Clemens allowed 1 run on 3 hits. I did see the highlights of Cody Clemens pitching, and he was basically throwing Ephus pitches to home plate. They were probably registering about 35 to 40 miles per hour. So I don't know if you really want to call that pitching, but he was on the mound, just like his old man. Also last night, the Braves, they won their 14th straight. So you talk about teams on a roll like the Yankees and the Red Sox as of late, the Braves have been getting in the win column as well.
You know, there's got to be a record between Cody Clemens and his dad, Roger Clemens, on the radar gun, an all-time record of difference in speeds of father and son. And ironically, the father throws faster than the younger son of today's generation.
Yeah, I agree with that one. That's a good question there, good trivia question, and that's probably a good stat.
All right.
No doubt about it.
All right, stat masters, get on that one. All right, what else do you have for us, Andy?
Well, up to 300 of the top draft-eligible players in the country will be taking part in Major League Baseball's Combine at Petco Park in San Diego. It runs through Monday. The MLB draft is going to be held between July 17th and the 19th during the All-Star Week in Los Angeles. Robot umpires could be coming to the big leagues soon. A robot umpire is calling balls and strikes at Constellation Field in Sugar Land, Texas, home of the AAA Space Cowboys. A human umpire gets the call through an earpiece and signals ball or strike. Not sure I like that very much. They keep talking about this. Well, they're going to throw it on us, but I guess it's potentially coming our way eventually. We'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm mixed on this one. Yeah.
I don't.
Like it at all.
Not me. No, you have to stay a purist in some areas. I think this is one of them.
I'm surprised you're siding with human beings, Andy.
Yes. And then when you talk about Stat Masterson and some stats for the day, here's one for you. On Monday, Blue Jays first baseman Vladimir Guerrero Jr., he played in his 403rd career game. Through the first 403 games of their careers, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and his father, Senior Hall of Famer, each had 87 home runs and an on-base percentage of .363.
Wow. Well, here's the difference. So the Guerreros have some symmetry there, I think it's called, and the Clemens obviously do not in their careers.
So will there be another Hall of Fame career for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. like his father? And we know Roger's not getting in the Hall, so I guess his son won't be either.
Well, maybe not Hall of Fame-related stats. You're right. Yeah, there you go. All right. Andy, any other thoughts, a quick comment on the Red Sox or the Cardinals coming in this weekend too, so that'll be great to see them, huh?
Yeah, it will be. They're leading the NL Central, playing some real good ball right now, so it'll be a good test for the Red Sox over the weekend. And then with the Tigers coming in, you figure the Red Sox are fattening up a bit before heading back out on the road, and maybe we'll see Cody Clemens on the mound next week. Who knows? Maybe Roger will come watch a game. So could be all kinds of festivities going on Fenway.
You got it. All right, Andy, always good talking with you, and we will talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO, newsports.com.